Welcome back. Welcome back to another episode of Confessions of Millennial Milfs with just one sister friend this week. It's just Tiff. Our girl Ash has some schoolwork and stuff to do, so it is just me joined by a special guest. We got you guys a Milfs and Dilfs episode this week, so I'm joined by a sexy dad. Say hey.
Hello.
Just hello.
But why I gotta be a DILF?
Okay, so you know what a MILF is, right?
Yes.
Oh, but you're a DILF. You're a dad that I love fucking, so...
Let's see, look. Don't you gotta ask for my permission?
Your permission for what?
To give me a nickname like that. I feel like it should be a consent form or something signed.
Negative. Anyway, we start every episode with a pulse check.
Okay.
So, how are you today?
I'm doing good. Just no good. Complaints.
No complaints.
No complaints.
I bet.
What about you?
I'm good. How was work?
Fuck all that. You a cute woman. You know that.
Look, don't try to switch it up. How was work today, sir?
It was good. It was good.
Just good?
Long, but easy.
Yeah?
What about the kids?
They're good.
That's good.
Yeah.
So you say you had a funny story to tell, but you couldn't remember.
Yeah, something funny happened in school with my daughter today. And I, for the life... No, it wasn't funny. It wasn't funny. I had to go off on a parent today, is what it was. Lord. I'm like, I know something happened. Usually it's something funny when it comes to my kids. But I had to go off on this lady. So, like I said, my daughter's at school. I mean, at home. During lunch break, the teacher usually, like, puts a movie on or whatever. Or, like, the kids can talk to each other. If they don't, of course, you can, like, you know, turn your camera off, do whatever.
I got you.
So, my child and a couple of the other kids were talking. I'm, you know, that's what they do. I hear this parent come on, and she's like, excuse me, Miss Lewis, could you please have the children quiet down, something. And so, I waited.
Did you keep it professional, or did the black person come out?
I waited because I wanted to hear what the teacher said back. And so when I heard the teacher say my baby's name, and I'm like, hold on, wait, so you trying to say my child in trouble? No. So, excuse me. I thought that during lunchtime, the children could either watch the movie or communicate with each other, being that they were on lunch. And so the teacher was like, yeah, that's right. I said, so my child's not in the wrong, correct? She said, no, ma'am, she's not at all. Oh, okay, so the parent who has an issue, they can just turn their volume down, correct? Ms. Lewis said, yeah, that's what I thought, honey. Okay, thank you.
Lordy Jesus.
Don't come for me or my child.
I can't take you nowhere.
Don't come for my child.
The worst part is you was at home.
But don't come for my child.
Go sit in timeout.
So, yeah. That happened today. And it's funny because my sister was at the house. And so if I wouldn't have went down the hall, sister would have went down the hall like, what's up?
Lordy Jesus.
So yeah, that was my day. So
I ain't have no nice stories like that.
Oh, dang.
Just call Christian and tell him to brush his damn teeth.
You ain't had to feed no dinosaurs today?
Hell no, look at God.
Y'all, he's such a good dad. Like, he be feeding his son dinosaurs on a video game and stuff.
Be
like...
quiet. Look, I lose sleep. That's why I'm going bald. Because of him, I got to stay up all night feeding dinosaurs.
This nigga has alarm set for like 2:30 in the morning to feed dinosaurs.
It ain't for me.
Look, you would be a little confused. Like, is this really for your son or do you enjoy playing this game?
Don't do it.
But I'm going to leave you alone. I'm going to leave you alone. All right, so let's get down to business.
Okay.
When we have a guest, which is not often, we like to start off.
Crazy. And y'all like to talk to each other while sipping wine, probably, and talking about some nigga this, nigga that.
And so you think other people just don't want to join in our shenanigans?
Or y'all just crazy enough to where y'all want to talk to each other all day? I think that's what it is.
Look, don't do us, okay? Because...
Well, I only do you.
All right, so, icebreaker. We are going to do two truths and a lie. So, I thought, like, we'd do a little game. Cause, like,
I don't know how to lie, so it's going to be struggling. Let's go.
Well, it's on you, so I need you to tell me two truths and one lie, and I have to pick the lie.
What's the subject, though?
Whatever you want.
Oh, I got to give you two truths and a lie. You got to figure out what the lie is. Jesus Christ, you know my brain don't operate.
I know I should have told you before so you had like time to think. I should have told you that just like I did the playlist, but
Jesus
telling you
Christ.
In advance didn't help, so.
Oh, Lord. Okay, two truths and a lie.
Uh-huh.
Mm. Okay, can you go first? So I can.
Oh, see, I wasn't prepared to have to do
well, it. Well, so you throw me
see,
on the spot.
The listeners know me.
But they know you, but I get to maybe figure out something new.
All right, okay. I'll go first. Two truths and a lie. I have a sister and three brothers. I have 7 tattoos. You get on my nerves.
I don't think they hear that right.
And
See,
I went to 3 colleges and only graduated from 1.
But you said you okay. You told that. I ain't never talked about your brothers and sisters and dad like that.
Speak up so the people can hear you.
I'm gonna say 7 tattoos.
Is the lie?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It is the lie because I only seen this one. I'm trying to think of her naked body.
Well, okay.
Was it 4?
3.
God damn it.
Okay, come on. 2 truths and a lie.
2 truths and a lie.
Oh, you were supposed to turn that off before
what they
we
say?
Started.
What they say?
Feed the dinosaurs.
No, it don't, you bastard. What they say?
Shower teeth, yo, that's for your son.
Damn right. I got to call his ass at 8 o'clock. Make sure he goes shower.
Okay, 2 truths and a lie.
2 truths and a lie. It ain't my fault, daddy duties. 2 truths and a lie. Okay. I'm a twin. It's too ugly of us running around here. 2 truths and a lie. I have 2 tattoos, and this is hard. Why is it so hard? Okay, I'm a twin. I got 2 tattoos, and I once broke both ankles at the same time.
The 2 tattoos is the lie.
Both of them lie. The last 2 days is a lie.
I knew for a fact that the 2 tattoos was a lie. Because I'm like, I never seen no tattoos.
I ain't got no tattoos.
I didn't think so. Okay.
It's only going to be 1 tattoo I ever get. And it's going to cover my entire back. It's going to be my daddy looking down on my family.
Okay. Nice. All right. So you get ready to get down to business?
We did that before that. Continue.
Really hope that they're not picking up all your little side comments because you're doing.
You know, black people can talk in front of other people full tone, and other people don't even pick up. You ever did that with your friends? Be talking about somebody right there, and they can't hear shit you saying. But you,
oh, so you trying to say we speak on a different frequency?
You feel me? You feel me? So they don't hear none of this. You feel me?
Our listeners are black.
All of them.
Well, we don't really know.
So how you know who listen to you?
I mean, we know who our friends are and who we share the shit with.
Oh, well, friends, close your damn ears for the 10 seconds that I was talking crazy.
Okay. So, when it comes to dating and relationships, most shows and books and podcasts or other forms of informative media are rarely geared towards the male perspective.
I was about to say this. Why does it have to be informative if it's one-sided, like one side?
Well, let me finish.
Okay, continue. I didn't think you could read that far.
So because most of the stuff is geared towards, you know, the female perspective, we wanted to get the millennial male's perspective.
Okay.
And because Ashley and I are both mothers, we thought it was important to hear from a father.
Okay. But I'm a deadbeat.
sir. Why you rubbing your eyes? Okay, so.
Y'all ain't gonna use this one. Okay, continue.
I'm just glad that we aren't video recording because you're an asshole. Okay.
Why?
Don't be reading the outline.
You see, I try to cheat. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so what's up?
All right, so you ready to give your opinion
on this?
On a male's perspective.
Yes.
All right.
Am I going to get his subjects?
Yeah, I'm going to I'm going to ask you questions and you're going to answer my questions.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So we want to know, what the fuck do men really think? Or what do y'all really want?
So pertaining to.
I'm about to get there. Let's roll. So, when dating or thinking of a prospective partner, what are the top requirements or things that most men in our age group look for?
In our age group?
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to what? Dating and what?
Dating or prospective partners.
Okay, so like, I think it's going to be like, anything else is going to be more than one, because I'm not every male. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so just...
For me.
Just do you.
I could do for me and my close friends, because we somewhat think alike.
Yeah, so like, when you think about the conversations that you have with your guy friends, mm-hmm. like, what are some of the top things that come up?
I know for me, it's partnership. It's like a double-edged sword. So, on one hand, you got the female that wants a provider. The man's a provider, you know what I mean? Take care of me, you know, give me the world, basically. And then on the other hand, you got the females that somewhat wants a partnership. But as soon as you fail on either side of the spectrum, either the provider side or the physical, mental side, it's like a done deal. But for men, throughout, like, just social media and how they try to paint us, they fucking, like, if a female messes up, right,
mm-hmm.
on mental, physical side of the game, because it's very rare that, I don't know, today's men is a little different, but it's very rare for men, like real men, gentlemen or shit like that, to ask a female to be provider. So it's usually going to be mental, physical.
Right.
You know what I mean? So for the female, for the male perspective, when the female fails in like the physical or the mental side, we just supposed to sit there and take it. Like, if a male wants to, like, call it in to a relationship, it's, like, the end of the fucking world. He's a, like, scumbag. You know what I mean? But if a female is, like, you didn't provide for me, or you didn't provide for me mentally or physically, they can break up and it don't be nothing said. Like, oh, girl, I understand. I don't understand that part. But I know I look for partnership.
Mm-hmm.
And just genuine. Like, I don't want to walk into a room and the energy ain't right. Like, if I walk into a room and I feel like I need to stand at the door, like, it's not genuine, like, I can walk throughout the house, I don't want to be there. So in a relationship, I want to just everything to be genuine. Don't hold shit in. As soon as something hits your brain, I don't care, you got to call me while I'm at work. Get it off your head. Don't let it build up.
So communication.
Because, you know, women store shit. Instead of, like, facing it as soon as it hits their brain, they store it. And then in 2 years down the road, when you're arguing, you remember 2 years ago, I ain't say shit then, but boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
Do you do that? Do you store shit instead of addressing it right there and then?
I used to. And I realized that I'm not doing anything but hurting myself.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I try to, if there's something,
a lot of females that think like that, like your friends and shit? That do that, or do they still store shit?
I mean,
like, in y'all's girl talk, do they still come to you and be like, girl, you remember what he did 6 months ago? Boom, 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 boom.
Not really. Like, we may bring stuff up in conversation, but like, it's literally just, it's usually used as like a teaching moment or like to compare, like,
mm-hmm.
especially between Ashley and I, like, we don't ever really bring stuff up, like, remember da 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 da, what da da, like, it's mm-hmm. just. I will say, for her and I, we are really solution oriented.
Like, what do we need to do to go ahead and fix this?
Right. Like, what can we do to fix this?
But see, that's a rare breed. Just like, I don't know. Like, I don't know how I want to put it. That's a rare breed to where I feel like, and this is a stigma, or not even a stigma. I think it's more of a, what word I'm looking for? I ain't trying to put every female in the same bunch, but I think females, a lot of females like that confrontation. So that's why they store shit. So when they finally get to argue, it's like a real argument, not a, hey, let's sit down and talk type mm-hmm. conversation.
See, I don't like confrontation. So I like
you're a crybaby.
I am. And so I like to, like, if something's bothering me, I want to bring it up
mm-hmm.
and let's talk about it. Because if I got time to think about it, then, like, I'm either going to, like, cry and be upset
mm-hmm.
or I'm going to lose my shit.
But when you sit and do, that's my brother Marcus, he in jail. But when you sit back, right, and just think about shit, you end up going off the rails, like, to the initial thought. Like, you get started, like, let me sit down and get my thoughts together on maybe how I can discuss this in a better way. You end up making yourself so fucking pissed off. You be off the rails. Like, you don't even be thinking about a solution no more. You start thinking about everything they done did to piss you off. Why am I pissed off? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you very rarely get to a legitimate solution.
I think
talking to yourself. You got to talk to your partner in order to
really I think yes, but I do think that it's also important to have that conversation with yourself because, so sometimes for me, like, when I have that conversation with myself, I'm like, well, it really wasn't that big of a damn mm-hmm. deal. And so sometimes you do need that time with yourself to just, like, really think about it. Like, was it really that big of an issue or X, Y, Z? And mm-hmm. then even after that, I still think it's important to have the conversation with your partner because yeah. it just adds that extra layer of clarity.
Mm-hmm.
But we kind of got off topic a yes. little bit. So, you said partnership, communication. Mm-hmm.
Those are the biggies.
Okay. So, just those are the main things.
Yeah, like, I feel like if we got a legitimate partnership to where we're discussing everything, finances, emotional dates, everything, and then communication is always going to be a big one. Like, some people going to say finances and shit like that, but I don't really stress on that. As long as both ends are, like, you know, holding up their end when it comes to relationship.
Okay.
Set goals together.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you kind of explained why those were important and answered that. So, women will sometimes, and you kind of touched on this too, but women will sometimes, like, overlook some of our requirements. Is that something that men do?
Of course. But when a man does it, it's like, they try to label it as, like, all right, so say when a female told me this one time. So she said if she ever got cheated on, she would rather get cheated on by somebody that looked better than her because they don't want to be seen as, like, why would you cheat on me with somebody so part of me?
Right.
I think it's the same thing when it comes to that topic. Like, how can I put it? I don't know how I can put it. I don't know how I could put that.
All right, so I'll give an example from a female
mm-hmm.
perspective. So, like, some females are, like, the guy has to have a certain type of career, make a certain
yeah.
type of money.
Mm-hmm.
But if the dick is good, then that might not matter as much.
But see,
like,
how long does physical last, though? So, like, why would you, unless you in that phase of your life, I'm talking about if a female is in the dating phase of her life. Now, when you out here just, you know, doing your thing, having fun, you can be in that phase of your life to where you can, like, let me not look at this. I'm just going to fuck them anyway and just keep it pushing.
No, as a rational person, I know that, but everybody doesn't think
so
like that.
So, I'm talking about if you're in a dating phase, that's the dumbest shit ever. Like, if you got, I ain't going to say always have a checklist of where they got to check every box, but. Like my daddy told me, if you got 6 boxes, they need to check 4. You know what I'm saying? Because it's easier to work on 2 than try to work on 5.
True.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, why would you drop your standards just for some penis, for physical? Now, if it's, like, mental, like, maybe he can make me a millionaire or show me how to become a millionaire. But, like, just his thought process and his dick ain't that good. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like that's a fair trade. I would never justify, like, physical, me dropping my standards for physical. Now, me dropping my standards for somebody that's hella smart, you know what I'm saying? Like, she got a head on right, and maybe she ain't got a high sex drive, or she just don't like having sex all the time. You know what I'm saying? then you could be like, okay, I'm giving up this, but in life it's going to excel me, or mentally it's going to excel me. That's different. I think males drop their standards way more than females.
You do?
Because, like, all we doing is, you know, back in, you know, 20 to 25, you know what I'm saying? Like, you just wanted some. Like, when your dick got hard, you weren't trying to beat it. So right. You're trying to have sex. So, therefore, like, it was very rare you was looking like, let me check to see what kind of car she's driving, or like what kind of job she got, or
so you're saying how well for she guys, take care of her kids. You before was just 25, physical. That stuff don't really matter.
It's going to be a different age. It's whenever your brain clicks into, damn, I can get sex anywhere, but I need to start excelling in life, because them years going to fly by, and then when you start seeing, it's usually a dollar amount that a dude starts to realize, like financially is usually a guy's wake up call. You know what I'm saying? You like, damn, I can spend 7 years, but I can have all the sex in the fucking world, but I'm still making $19,000 a year. And then you try to talk to that one girl that's doing well off, and you're just like, I was getting all the girls I wanted. But then we try to talk to quality, and she won't try to have that shit. You start thinking,
wake up call for
yourself.
Yeah,
you start thinking like, oh shit, like let me get my shit together. Like that was a good one, but I couldn't get her because I'm making $19,000 a year. Not saying she was looking for dollars, but she probably knew your past. She probably knew that you was out here fucking around, and then you only making $19,000 too. So, in a female's head to me, because you know I got a twin sister, a female's head to me is like, I don't think they check for dollar amounts, but they also check for dollar amounts plus how good are you with your kids. Like it's a lot of qualities that, you know, they take into account. If you only making $19,000 and you still carrying yourself around, like buying hella clothes, hella shoes,
right? Like if that's what you're making, how
you using it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So being that you are a father, mm-hmm. do you prefer women with children, or does it really not matter?
Okay, can I clarify something?
What?
I'm only a dad on nights and weekends. I tell Christian this all the time. Nights and weekends. Anything outside of that? You think I'm playing?
But you are a dad and you...
Nights and weekends.
Okay, you say that, but...
Look, Thursday through Sunday.
You talk to your kid every day.
That's because his teeth yellow. Okay, you got to get my man right.
Shut up. All
right, so what's up? What's up?
Y'all, he just talking shit, okay? Do the females that you date, do you prefer that they're mothers, or does he not?
I do. And the only reason I do, I ain't going to say I prefer. Because every female, maybe she wants to excel in a career first. I'm not going to say that. But when you know how a female treats her kid, then to me, you know the real female. Oh. I ain't going to say that many females, but like some of my friends, like some of my male friends, you know what I'm saying? Like these motherfuckers talk a good game when they spend game to these girls. Like they make themselves seem like a great daddy, you know what I'm saying? And I know for a fact they deadbeats. But they know how to paint it. If you know how they really treat their kid, like truly treat their kid, to me, you know somebody's true character.
Yeah.
Because if you can treat your kid like shit, then it ain't nothing I could do for you to where you going to treat me like a king. You know what I'm saying? So, like, same thing for females. If you only making 19 grand a year, but your kid is always well taken care of, and you doing whatever you need to do to, like, sacrifice your time, whatever the case may be, to make sure they straight, I know for a fact, if I come to the table and bring extra income, then we only going to excel together. Because I know you got your head on right. I know you ain't going to come in and like fuck up the money and shit.
Okay.
As long as the kid is the driving force of your decision making.
Okay. So is it, you kind of touched on this a bit, is it more attractive to men for the woman to be career driven, or is it better for her to want to be the homemaker type?
Jesus Christ. See, it's hard. It depends on the stage you in. So the stage I'm in, I'm going to say, even though I'm 31, I'm always going to say like, at this current stage of my life, I got my son. He 11 years old. So I got Xbox check. Do I want more? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But right now, I would be, I ain't going to say attractive, because I love kids, period. I'm a big-ass kid, my damn self. So I can't put attractive on like, in the title. But in my current, like, my stage of my life where I'm grinding super hard, like, now I'm just trying to set up his college, my niece and nephew's college, you know what I'm saying? I would be more career-driven.
Right.
And if a kid came out of there, it'd be perfect. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, they have sex. So it'll be perfect. But if she brought a kid, as long as it adds up and as long as she balancing it good and she ain't neglecting the kid's time to push her career, which some people going to disagree with that. They're going to say, well, if she get a good career, the kid will be provided for. But I'm telling you now, if they young, kids just want time. They don't give a fuck about the money you're making. So it just had to be, like, situation-based. It's hard to, like, broaden that. To me, it's going to be attractive no matter what. If I feel
as
you,
long
it's going to be all
handling
vibes.
Her business.
Mm-hmm, no matter what.
Okay. So, say that when you initially get with a female, mm-hmm. she is all about career. And then there's a switch once, you know, you guys really lock things down and uh-huh. she wants to...
settle down kids.
Right. Mm-hmm. Be the homemaker. Like, does that switch affect you guys?
No, I feel like it's perfect. So did we go from grinding together, like a partnership grind? Like, we doing what we need to do to become, like... Are we grinding together, like, when you say career and shit like that? Are we both in our two different fields or whatever the case may be? Are we grinding?
Like, doing her thing.
Trying to
but then she's
have,
like, okay,
I
want to
have
yeah.
a kid. I want to settle down and have a kid. That's perfect transition to me. Like, that's, like, perfect. But it depends on the struggle we in. Are we still sloping up? And then you want to settle down. Because then mentally, the male might be like, oh, shit. Like, we making this money, but we building for whatever goal you got up here. If we building for that, the male might take it as like let's reach the goal first and then, like, settle down. But if a female, like, you know, it's a lot of shit for female mother nature, time, shit like that. It depends on, like, what part of that grind are, and is he comfortable with, like, fuck it, I'm gonna be a grown man and take all of it. Which that'd be me, because I was raised like that. But right. I talked to some of my friends that's, like, 5-6 years younger than me, and they are more, fuck that. Like, this a team. I was raised by a guy that was born 1943, and you was the head of the household no matter what.
Right.
So if she was like, let's settle down, fuck it, I'll figure it out. Financial, whatever, I'm going to figure it out. Work 2-3 jobs, it don't matter. I'm going to raise, let's go home, knock the kids out. And if you want to go back into it, go back into it.
Okay. All right. So, now, we ask questions that we want to know.
Jesus Christ. So did you come up with these, or did Cheap Ass came up with these?
I'm going to need you to stop calling my friend Cheap Ass, okay?
But they know who I'm talking about, because she gave us a little bit of massage on.
But don't do her, because she didn't have to give you none. I got you, girl. I'm not gonna let him talk bad about you because you're not here to defend yourself.
Yeah, she be on some other shit. All
right, see, but we both work on this. So I created the majority of the outline. And
but I'm saying the questions that you said is questions that we want to ask.
So some of it, like, some of it is like.
It'd have been better if it was just, you know, you coming up with the questions, because then it got juicy.
No, I wanted this to be informative, not nasty.
It ain't got to be nasty.
Okay.
What do they don't know about different positions? Okay, come on.
All right, so these are just questions. So those are questions they kind of like all women want to know when it comes to men.
Okay.
These questions.
So there's girl talk conversations.
Right, but we just talked. These questions are specifically like questions that Ashley and I had, not like the internet.
Okay, continue.
Okay, so I'm sure you know by now, like, we into our reality shows and stuff, whatever.
Yes,
and, like, we
Lord.
Be on the blogs and all
Jesus
of that.
Jesus Christ.
So, I don't know if you probably maybe have, I don't know, you don't be on social media and shit, but, you know, they be going in on the girl Lori Harvey for, like...
Steve Harvey's daughter?
Yeah, for like, dating. Okay, for dating.
But that's what they say.
for dating.
Yeah.
So why is it when women date multiple men, it's an issue, but guys can sleep with multiple women and it's socially acceptable?
Okay. It's the same thing as when, like, most female conversations put most men in the same box. It's the same situation. It's just some shit you have to deal with. It's how life is. Y'all put most men in ain't shit boxes. And if y'all fuck around with a lot of motherfuckers, you a hoe. I mean, what you want me to tell you?
But why is, like, when women put niggas in ain't shit boxes, it's usually
who
because...
Who was the dude you was talking about? The black dude. They got caught cheating.
Derrick Jackson.
Okay, Derrick Jackson, right? We can take all his videos. Mm-hmm. He always bashing black dudes, right? And it ain't nothing but a black female voice, correct? Like, the shit he be saying be straight black female girl talk, correct?
I mean, kind
of. No, kind of, no, nigga. He catered to black females. So the shit he be saying be putting us in ain't shit categories. Am I correct?
If you ain't one of those men who are exhibiting those behaviors, then you're not. Okay, so then you ain't in that box.
But this is what I'm saying, though. But he talks as if it's a broad statement for black males. The same thing goes for, it just happens. If a female fuck with a lot of niggas, she a hoe. If a male fuck with a lot of females, he the man. It's how it's going to be until the end of time. It ain't no way around it. Both of them hoes, period. Both of them fucking, they hoes. No matter what, it's just the title.
The thing is, we don't even really know if this girl is sleeping with these men.
And you don't really know when the niggas sleeping with the females. Y'all assume.
We know niggas.
Exactly.
Okay, touche.
We know niggas. No, nigga, you don't.
Okay. Are men as afraid of rejection as women are?
Yes. Probably more.
Why do you
think? I know for a fact more.
Why do you say that?
Because we can take a club scene, right? I hate going to clubs because it ain't like a real, like, don't nobody really be dancing. You know what I'm saying? But, so we can take a club scene, right? I come in with dudes, two or three of my best friends. You see pretty ass female over there. One, I got to figure out if she wants to be approached. And then most time when you approach her, I'm dancing with my girl or I'm gay. Or whatever. You get what I'm saying? But you don't know, like, how much mental it took. I know for me, because, you know, I'm shy. Initially, I don't talk a lot. And then once you warm me up, first time I met your ass, I ain't talk a lot to y'all. Start asking me questions. And then I started opening up a little bit. I think we are, because we got more to like, lose when it comes to, like, the mental aspect to it. Like, the female. Because all y'all really got to do is, like, be pretty as hell, and that's easy. The male got to come up, approach in today's society, approach the female. Like, one, you got to figure out, like I said, you got to figure out the nature of it. I'm not the type of dude go up and grab a motherfucker and be like, hey girl, let me talk to you. You know what I'm saying? I'm the type of dude, like, I gotta figure out if you want to be approached, and then I approach you. And then what if I misread the vibes and you like, why are you talking to me? Or I'm dancing with my girl, or like, I'm gay. So now you gotta be like, damn, you got that little walk all the way back around that damn room. Yes, we afraid of it. 10 times more. Cause like I said, a female just gotta be pretty out in public. And if you pretty, fat butt and titties, that make it easier. This is what I'm saying. Like, all you got to do is walk up and down the street and you're going to have 1,000 niggas, like, trying to holler at you. You know what I'm saying? For a male to approach a female, he can sat there and probably was like, do I? Should I? You get what I'm saying? And all y'all really got to do is stand there and y'all going to get approached. And all y'all got to do is pick and choose who you want to deny and who you want to accept. We don't have the luxury of a female coming up to us and being like, hey, how you doing? It's very rare. It's very rare. Females.
It was the hand movement for me.
Most females do not approach niggas. So what rejection are y'all looking at? If y'all getting rejected.
But maybe we don't because we are afraid of rejection.
I don't think so. I think females are just so used to getting approached that they don't even think to approach. They'll look at a motherfucker and be like, damn, he's cute all night and won't even think to, like, go up and approach.
Because we don't want to be rejected.
I mean, you could say that. I just think they used to getting approached. So, I don't think they, you know what I'm saying? Like, we know going out, we got to approach whoever we want to talk to.
I mean, that's what the men are supposed to do. is what we are taught.
Why the?
That's what we taught.
I mean, why do they teach you that? My daddy also taught me anything you want, you go find and get it. So you don't want me.
But you a man.
So you don't want me. If you go off of just what my daddy said, so you don't want me.
But so your father was also talking to another man. But like, so he was telling you what you want, you go get.
So if I'm walking down the street and I don't see you, but you see me, and we do that for a week straight, for some reason we on the same street, we're walking on the same street, and you see me 7 days, and I never see you, and you know I ain't like me.
Now, the type of person I am, for some shit like that to happen, I would say something. Like,
but the average female ain't gonna say shit.
No. Okay.
They ain't gonna say nothing. But if a male see a female that he see 7 days, you can be scared as fuck day one, but day seven, I can't keep fucking around. I might not see her tomorrow. You gonna say something. I'd rather get rejected than not try. But a female not gonna try that shit. They gonna be like, well, go and talk to their girls. Girl, he bad as hell. He fine. Blah, 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 blah. Why you ain't approaching?
I guess.
Ain't no guessing, nigga.
All right.
We having sex out there?
Sir!
Oh, I'll be forgetting.
Okay. So.
Mommy.
Y'all, he's terrible.
I don't think they hear
he
you.
He is terrible. I really believe that this little audio is picking up everything that you're saying. So, yeah. So, from a single dad's perspective, do you feel that men are...
Can I correct something? What? I'm not a single dad. We co-parent. Okay, continue.
Well, okay, that's...
No, it ain't. A single dad has his kid all the time, and he's doing, like, what he needs to do to provide for their kid by himself. Just like when they say single mom, they automatically assume that the male father is not in their life. Continue.
Okay, you're right. But you know what I mean.
No. What you mean is what you said.
Continue. Okay, so since you said that, what does effective co-parenting look like while dating?
While each partner dating, mm-hmm. like outside of the, mm-hmm. That's easy. Communication is always gonna be number one, and like everything ain't gotta be explained. And I say that by saying like, it's common courtesies throughout life. It's some shit that you ain't gotta be taught. You know what I mean? It's common courtesies. Like, I'm not going to... She automatically, even though we ain't never had this conversation, she not going to bring nobody around my son. She ain't dating. But I'm talking about months dating. You know what I mean? Because, you know, relationships end all the time.
Hello.
One thing we ain't never discussed that we just now talked about like 2 or 3 years ago, just out of random conversation, was who been around my son. And I don't care because I'm content with my son. You know, he know who daddy is. But I know situations where those common courtesies weren't so
fucking common.
You know what I mean?
I told you, we talked about it briefly a couple weeks ago, but my kids came home and my daughter is like, I got a new friend. I'm like, who? And she's like, well, we went to daddy's girlfriend's house. So not only did you take them there, but they spent the fucking night there.
But see, and I told you the same thing. The first thing I asked you was,
how long had they known each other?
Not even that. I asked you what, does he always show respect when it comes to that situation? And you say, yeah, he never disrespects and stuff like that. So I said, then you just got to trust his judgment that he wouldn't bring him around. But now, if his temperament was he was fucking a lot of girls and I always had him around, that's different. But you clearly said out your own mouth that he don't be disrespectful like that. So you just got to trust that.
But
he trusts his situation.
Like you said, there are common courtesies that don't have to be discussed.
So what was the common courtesy in that situation that would have made it better?
Let me know before my children stay there.
I ain't never asked who's staying over her house, none of that, because I trust her judgment.
Okay, but the thing is,
if you out your mouth say you trust, you know, that he don't do no bullshit like that, you gotta trust his judgment that he not bringing your kids around nobody reckless.
It's even the principle of
no, it ain't no principle.
Look, you gonna let me finish?
Okay, continue. Go ahead.
It is the principal, because he was always questioning me about who I had around the children.
Okay.
And nobody had ever been to my house. Still to this day, no one has been to my house. But you're going to take my kids stay at somebody else's house without communication. Okay,
but this is the difference, right? That's him. That's his downfall towards y'all's situation after, you know, breaking up, whatever. That's him approaching you how he felt like he needed to approach you. You can't fall into that. If you clearly told me, and I'm a stranger, that you trust him and that he ain't never did no bullshit.
When yeah, I don't kids. Really believe that he would do
any exactly. Shit. So you can't, just because he did it, don't mean you need to do it, because you clearly say that you know he ain't gonna bring him around no bullshit. So therefore, you just gotta be like, yeah, he ain't tell me, but I know at least I can say my kids ain't in harm's way. They ain't around no toxic ass shit. They ain't around about no bullshit. He not entitled to tell you, for real. Like, you, unless y'all had like a toxic ass relationship, like not a relationship, but a toxic ass parenting situation, I want to know every fucking thing. You know what I'm saying? But if he trustworthy, he really don't got to tell you, because like, he don't even owe you to tell you he dating somebody. That's my personal opinion. Like, you think I tell my son's mama, like, hey, I just started talking to this girl?
Well, no, I don't think that that's necessary. Because
she trusts me. Basically, what you're trying to say.
No, you have my children staying somewhere else. I should have known about that.
Was he there the entire time? All right, what's the difference between... So, are you mad that they was around her overnight? Or are you mad that they was around her in her house overnight?
I'm mad that I did not know about it prior to it happening.
Prior to what part, though? Them staying at any her house? Any
of it. Them staying there.
Okay, so...
And meeting her. Like, that's something that we should have talked about. My kids are 5 and 4. Uh-huh. Well, 6 and 4. Uh-huh. Like, you don't just be bringing them around people.
But you said he wouldn't. He would just bring them around anybody. So, clearly, he's talking to this person.
I see that we just gonna agree to disagree.
No, like, I don't believe in agree to disagree.
Like, I really feel like I was owed a conversation before it happened.
So what would that conversation look like?
I'm gonna be taking the children, and would they gonna be staying X one? Like, let me know where they're going to be staying.
Okay, so what's the difference between her coming to his house and they staying there overnight? Do he still owe you that conversation?
Yes, the initial time that she's going to meet my children, I needed to know.
See, you ain't say that. You said the problem was they was at her house.
The problem was the whole thing. This their first time meeting this lady, like, and they staying at her house.
But didn't you say they knew each other for years?
My children didn't.
I understand what you're saying. But I'm going to stick with...
He didn't owe me shit.
It ain't about that. I'm gonna stick with his temperament as a man and as a dad.
I just need to trust that.
It ain't no trust to it. You clearly said at your own mouth that he don't be on no bullshit. Like, when it comes to his kids, he don't be having them just around random females. You said that out your own mouth. Like, he don't be exposing them to 90 females.
Well, this the first one, but
exactly, and that speaks a lot, because you. He could be out here smashing 40 girls, and he could have, if he really didn't care about how he looked to his kids, he could have them around every female. Because I'm almost 5 or 6, don't stop, just because the kids in the house. Not saying that he having sex with females with the kids in the house, but what I'm saying is, when they get older, you think sex gonna cease and desist? Was y'all still having sex when the kids was in the house?
I mean, yeah.
Exactly.
And so those are things that I understand, mm-hmm. But I just feel like there should have been a conversation prior.
The only time I feel like...
Like, conversation, so the guy that I was talking to, mm-hmm. And he didn't have kids.
Okay.
Was literally prepared to sit down and have a whole conversation with my children's father before he met my children. Mm-hmm.
What you want me to say, like?
And so I don't
like that. None of that matter. I know as a daddy, I'm like, I don't care about you. I need to talk to the mama. If I'm talking to anybody, why I ain't talking to the boyfriend? Because I don't care about you. Nor am I going to listen to anything you're saying. Because at the end of the day, you're just checking a box. It ain't because you're doing the right thing. You're doing it because that's what he felt like you wanted to do. Niggas don't give a fuck.
But I didn't ask him to do that. That's something that
he niggas don't give a fuck. It's a check. It's a brownie point. Niggas do not care about the other person. I promise you that. Like, if I'm dating you, and you got two kids, the baby daddy over there doing his shit, I could care fucking less. And I love kids. I could care fucking less. Because they not mine. That's a conversation for y'all to do. That nigga, you can say you ain't, I ain't asking him to do that. Y'all probably had a conversation. Y'all ain't had a conversation at all about, you know, him talking to the daddy or whatever.
It was all his idea.
That nigga did not care. He did not give a fuck about that boy.
Period. Okay. Well, we've pretty much made it through everything. It's your turn.
What I'm doing?
Ask and you shall receive answers. So what are things that guys want to know as far as, like, from the female perspective?
Okay, all right. So why do females, and I always, like, wonder about this shit. Why do females dress a certain way, and then when they get that attention, it's the wrong thing? Like, the answer I always get is just because I dress like that don't mean I want to be approached like that. But that makes no goddamn sense to me.
Like, what do you mean?
When people wear certain shit, and then, not me, because I'm very respectful when it comes to females, because I got a twin sister, I got a different outlook on life. But these niggas out here, you know how they be, like, straight up smacking your ass or grabbing you and talking to you.
Oh, yeah. Like, just because I'm dressed a certain way does not give you permission to touch me.
Touch, yeah. I'm talking about even somebody coming to talk to you a certain way. Why dress like that? If I wore the same clothes for 365 days and I got the same people trying to talk to me for 365 days a year, why would I continue to wear it?
I mean, I guess you have a point somewhat, but, like, my style of dress gives you permission to talk to me a certain type of way?
No, I ain't saying it give you permission, but it's getting you that type of attention.
So I'm supposed to, like...
You can look sexy. Like, look at how... Not the corny ass clothes our parents used to wear and shit, but they used to be fly as fuck, sexy as hell. And just look at how you used to dress and then how you dress now. You still sexy as fuck, but I guarantee you ain't still dressing the same way.
Right.
And all through them years, you were still sexy as fuck. You're going to dress different in 5 years and still be sexy as fuck. So why wouldn't you change it up just because you still getting that attention? Like, why you got to wear tight ass shit? Anything that show off your ass, your titties, you know niggas is going to talk to you. So, it got to be better ways of doing it.
I mean, so I can only speak for myself. Like...
You like to show that thing off.
Sometimes I do. Mm-hmm. But I don't, you know, I don't wear stuff that exposes me all the time. Mm-hmm. But I do sometimes like wearing shirts that show my cleavage. Or, you know, outfits that show my waist and my ass. Mm-hmm. Like, because it's mine and I want to flaunt it.
Okay.
But, I mean, I guess if I was receiving a certain type of attention every time, like if it's what I wore on a consistent basis, a daily basis, and I was receiving, I mean, I would probably feel a type of way.
Take Instagram, right? This is the perfect example. Like, females twerking. I'm talking about in straight bikinis and panties and bra and shit. Twerking. As soon as a nigga be like talking to you damn near like you a stripper, they be like, just because I'm up here doing this don't mean that. Maybe I'm just trying to make a living, blah, blah, blah. It looks like it. Like, being honest. So why would you do all that and then say you don't want that type of attention? But you doing it every day on, like, IG and Facebook. That's what I don't be understanding. Like, you know what I'm saying?
So in reference to, like, the IG models and stuff, you mean, like, they're doing all of that, and then when no one is taking them serious, they have an issue with it.
They be talking about some, just because I do this, don't mean I want to you know, that type of attention, but
I mean, but
ain't that what you're doing it for, though? This is what I'm saying. Kinda, ain't that what you're doing it for?
But that kind of goes back to what you said in the beginning. Like, she could be smart as fuck.
Yeah. But none of those smarts, even though we all know why they do it, to make money on IG or whatever. They trying to get famous. They trying to make money. I don't care how smart you are. It's what you portraying to the public.
Yeah.
The public is the motherfuckers clicking on your shit. You know what I'm saying? So, like, don't get mad when I'm shaking
that's
my ass.
That's all the attention that you're
getting.
Yeah.
You can't say, I'm doing all this, but I got a PhD. They don't care about none of that. They care about what brought them to your fucking page, and that's you shaking your ass.
Well, they said Kim K had porns out, and now she trying to be a lawyer. So, they say if she can do
that, porn out.
They can do it. It's what
that's cool, but Kim K also addresses her past. Like, she'd be like, yeah, I did that shit.
Yeah,
these motherfuckers be doing it in the now.
Real
like
time.
When Kim K was making, you know what I'm saying, videos and shit like that, she wasn't out here on some doing this like shit she doing now. Like, yeah, she was literally out here, I'm having fun. But they be doing this shit right now, talking about, you know, I got a PhD, I got a doctorate. But that ain't the audience you trying to make.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, I never understood that shit. Okay, I got another one.
Okay.
Why do females, like, when y'all have y'all's girl talk, have, like, the ain't, you know, the niggas ain't shit topic all the way, like, that's always the subject. Like, do y'all ever have conversations to where it's like, my king did this today, I love this dude for this today? I feel like whenever females take the time to, like, link up with their girls, it's always gonna be a nigga bashing. But do females actually link up
and talk about the good stuff that our men do?
Yeah,
absolutely.
But all right, so is that conversation like, girl, I gotta like call the girls, let's link up, is it always y'all start off with the bullshit? Like, my man did this. Like, is the basis of the link up always the negative stuff, and then the good shit come out? Or is it, hey, girl, let's link up today, I got some shit to tell you. Man, my boyfriend or my husband did this, and I'm so proud of him. Or is it always only let's link up for the bullshit, and then, you know, after y'all calm down throughout the conversation, the good shit come out? I feel like the link ups is always going to be the bullshit, and then you get to the good shit.
So, yeah. I don't know if it's just me and Ashley are just different, but, mm-hmm, like, we not them complaining ass bitches. Like, if some shit is wrong, then yeah, she gonna call me and be like, girl, let me tell you. But when some shit is right, she's, mm-hmm, gonna do the same thing and be like, girl, let me tell you what he did last night. Like,
okay, when did last night, is it sex?
Or no,
I'm talking,
like,
about, like, life period.
Stuff. Like, good,
okay,
dad, good,
okay,
husband,
so,
good.
So, y'all will link up 100 times out of 100 times for the bad shit. Every time he do something good, are y'all not linking up, like, talking about it? Like, are y'all talking, like I said, y'all will link up 100 times out of 100 times for the bad stuff, correct? Like, if he do something to piss you off 100 times, every one of those times you're going to link up. You're going to talk, or y'all going to hang
out? No, because we are both also Aquarians, and we, like, don't really like people in our shit. Mm-hmm. So, if it got to be real bad.
It can't be too much.
It got to be real bad. Because we're not just going to talk about no little shit, mm-hmm, and then your friend know the little shit.
So why don't all females, well, more females, because you never, is it because, like, I'm talking about, like, social media now. You never hear about, you got the onesie twosie females be like, lift your kings up, you know, lift your black man up, lift your husband up, your boyfriend up, white or black, whatever, whatever color, but lift them up.
Right.
It's very rare. It's always, if a nigga do this to you, do this. This nigga ain't shit, I'm gonna tell you what happened today. Is that because don't nobody care about the good shit and only bad shit sells? Or is it just our economy?
I think people are just bitter. And so,
misery loves company.
Yes. I really think that's what it is, because, like I said, me and my friends, we talk about the good shit just as much as we talk about the bad shit. Because, like, the good stuff is what matters. Like, I don't want to just hear about my friend going through shit all the time. Like, I want to know, like, That black couple is doing a damn thing. Like, I don't know, maybe we're just different.
That's what I'm saying. That's why y'all need more friends, because I need a damn better. Because when it's just y'all two level-headed. I need some ratchet friends to be in the circle. So you can give me more of a diverse motherfucking, you know, conversation. Because when it's just y'all two talking, it's going to be, you know, level-headed communication. I need some ratchet, more diverse conversation between y'all ratchet friends and y'all. Because I can't go off y'all's conversation.
Why?
Because it's level-headed and all females ain't fucking level-headed. Y'all think logically. Most motherfuckers just go in that bitch bashing. So then the conversation I want to have with like somebody that just a negative motherfucker.
Why you want to just hear negative?
Because that's majority. What you mean? Not all females, I know for a fact, not all females talk about none of the good shit that the dudes do. The only time they linking up is, girl, let me talk to your ass. I got a nigga pissed me out today. I know that for a fact. You know what I'm saying? Like, females do not link up for the good shit.
I guess.
It'll come out after they calm down.
Okay. Any other questions that you need the female perspective?
Mm-mm. Not that I care about.
Not that you care about?
Mm-mm.
None.
So if somebody... Okay, I got one.
All right, this is your last question.
Okay.
Because you got 4 minutes.
Okay. If the male tells you they dick is a certain size, why don't people never believe it?
Okay. Ashley, take that part out, like minute mark 55, somewhere in there, shit.
Why?
You get on my nerves. Okay. You know what? This has been a great episode. It's been a great episode. Very informative. I hope you guys have gotten some great male perspective. It is now the part of the episode where we add our songs to the playlist. You got some songs,
God,
sir?
God dang it. Ooh, they gotta look it up.
No, we add it to the thing for them.
Well, can I just put them up on game? What's some songs they ain't never heard of? They're going to put them up on game.
All right, well, we won't be announcing his songs, but they'll be added to the playlist. The two songs that we are adding, that we are announcing, Tay Verde's Stuck in the Middle, because, I mean, that's, if you listen to it, it's literally relationships these days. Like, yeah. And Sabrina Claudio, Tell Me. Yeah, Ashley should be back next week, so it won't be me and this guest again. Maybe he'll come back, though. Maybe we can get him to come back for another episode, and Ashley and I can pick his brain together.
Oh, Lord.
What you think?
Cheap ass be on another level.
All right. Well, say goodbye to the people.
Bye-bye, people.
Bye.